Surprise, surprise, a bonus episode where we talk all about Military Saves Week and America Saves Week. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Hello, it's not Thursday, it's actually Tuesday, and I'm here with a bonus episode. I'm excited to share this interview that I had with you. And let me give you some background, because you may or may not know that I am a military spouse. In fact, I've been one for almost 17 years. It's crazy to think, because I like to think I'm not much older than that. Okay, we'll leave that alone. But one of the things that I want to be doing more of with this podcast, with this platform, is to supporting the initiatives that are out there. So raise awareness of those initiatives that are out there so you can become more financially strong. Remember back in January, we chatted with Gina about Women's Money Week, and that happens every single January. And this time around, I'm chatting with JJ and Andrew from the bank USAA, so USAA Federal Savings Bank, which, by the way, is one of my favorite bank. It is basically the only bank I bank with, and I'm not being paid to say any of this. This is how I really feel. I really love that bank. Anyway, so we are talking about Military Saves Week with JJ and Andrew. You may or may not have heard of Military Saves Week. And if you have not, this is why I'm doing this, to help spread the word, help spread that campaign, help spread that message. Now, Military Saves Week is a part of, I guess, an umbrella, if you will, of America Saves Week. So if you Google that, you can find out a bunch of information. I also have those links in the show notes. It started back in 2007. And it's really, the whole purpose of it is for different organizations. So if this is something that you want to partake in, or if you're at a company, at a business, at a nonprofit organization where you want to partake in this, you can do so. So it's to promote good savings behavior and a chance for you to really reassess how you're doing with your savings. Maybe you started savings and somehow you stopped. Who knows? Whatever it is, it's a chance for you to really reassess how you're doing in your savings, maybe change it up, maybe think about other things you want to be saving for, whatever the case may be. Of course, Military Saves Week, like the name says, is the same message as America Saves Week, but it's more focused on the military. So the organizations that partake in this really support the military. So I wanted to bring this to light. I wanted to raise awareness around this, as it's a very important message. And really, of course, the message is about saving, but it does more than that. And you'll hear that in today's chat. And as I mentioned, during the week, this time around, this happened the week of February 27th. So when you're listening to this, the official week has already passed, but you can participate in the pledge, because with America Saves Week and Military Saves Week, there is a pledge. So the campaign is all about you pledging what you're going to save for. And, it's basically creating that goal, that plan, and automating it, right? So what you're going to pledge for, how much, that type of thing. So that's really the campaign, is to getting you to raise awareness about savings, assessing if you are saving, maybe you stopped, and really taking the pledge. So really my hope for you today is, if you haven't gotten the hint, is to raise awareness that this campaign exists and for you to take the pledge. It doesn't matter if you're a military family. For my military families, definitely take the pledge. Or if you're not, because there's the America Saves Week as well. Now, for me, I took the pledge where for us to really, and I know I've said this in the past, but I haven't really started this. One of the things that I want to save for is for our forever home. And I haven't taken that step forward. As a military family, we moved around a lot and we are almost nearing I don't know how many more years we'll have till we officially quote unquote retire, but it's something that I want to start doing is saving for our forever home. So you can still take the pledge. I want to make sure that's clear. So if you want to participate, I encourage you to participate. You can still take the pledge until the end of March. There is a link in the show notes on how to do that over at jenhemphill.com/military-saves. So again, this is if you are military or if you're not military, you either way, you're able to participate in this campaign and taking the pledge and joining the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are doing that. And plus, just knowing about this, especially for next year, there's many, many organizations, not from nonprofits to businesses to banks that participate in this, that will have weather workshops, that will have just fun activities. It's something that is good to look to see what is going on in your community so you can be a part of this. So I wanted to share that with you, but I don't want to delay anymore. Let me go ahead and share with you my chat with JJ and Andrew from USAA. Welcome, JJ and Andrew, to the Her Money Matters podcast. I'm excited to have you here as USAA is one of my favorite banks. It is my bank. And I love that I'm having you on because we're going to be talking about Military Saves Week. And Military Saves Week actually has already happened. It happened the week of February 27th through March 4th. But we're going to get into the details today about some of the statistics, some of the benefits of Military Saves. So we're going to get into some great conversation. So I'm really excited to have you here.
We're happy to be here too.
Yeah, we're excited.
Awesome.
And I'll tell you what, just off the top, full and fair disclosure, Andrew came from the Army. So he's here at USA on a training year-long tour. And he admitted before he got here, before we made him in charge of Military Saves Week at USA, that he hadn't even heard of Military Saves Week while he was on active duty. So if we can push the needle on that a little bit, Jen, this will be a
big
win.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Because I love that you mentioned that he hadn't heard of that, because I've been a military spouse for 16 years, and I think the first time that I heard, because this is the 11th year, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm thinking if I go back, the first time I heard about it was probably when I started my journey and becoming an accredited financial counselor. So
Right. There's
definitely a lot of room to spread the message because it is a great campaign. There's been great successes from it too, from the stories that I've read. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, I've been in 13 and a half years, and I might have seen banners or posters around, but nobody's ever come down and speak to me about the importance of what Military Saves Week and what it stands for.
Right. No, I get that because I know, and like I said, my experience is just from becoming an accredited financial counselor, from me being one of those people helping out and doing some of the workshops on base. So let's get to this. So let's talk about what Military Saves Week is.
Yeah, so Military Saves Week kicks off the year-long campaign. And I think that's an important point is, yeah, sure, Military Saves Week was last week. But really, we're talking about building habits and creating habits that we want people to carry throughout the year. So the fact that we're talking about it a week later is really not a bad thing, and maybe it's a good thing. But the idea behind Military Saves Week is to highlight the goals that you have and create a situation or create the habits that are required to do the things that you want to do, whether it's paying down debt, building wealth, saving for specific goals. So I think Military Saves can mean different things to different people. And that whole title, Military Saves or America Saves, doesn't really capture the power of what can happen, because it's really all about achieving whatever it is that lights your fire in terms of your goals.
Right. And I like that you brought that up, because it's so different for everyone. So what saving, the importance of savings for me may be completely different. I'm big about traveling, obviously about planning for retirement, but travel is a big one for myself and for my family. Where, how about you, JJ? What's a big savings area? What do you like to save for?
Well, sometimes we deal with what's right in our face. So what's right in our face is a house.
Okay.
So we're going to be buying a new house. And so we're still doing the long-term stuff and retirement and saving for college. But the most pressing thing is that house. And as you start to think about the things that come with a house, the list keeps getting longer and longer. So the savings work becomes harder and harder.
Absolutely. And how about you, Andrew?
So for myself, my wife, actually, we sat down a couple of weeks ago and we identified what some of our goals are moving forward financially. And we're tired of being one of those statistics where we live paycheck to paycheck. So our goal is to kind of start setting some money aside for an emergency fund and having some money to where if we want to go take a trip, we have that money there and we're not having to put it on credit or anything like that, and just kind of being financially secure as we move forward.
Awesome. Awesome. So with Military Saves, the tradition is to set the goal, make a plan, save automatically, and you actually go through and take a pledge. And what I also have liked about it, that I've seen that it's been recent that I hadn't seen before, was that you can sign up for these text reminders to get these text messages. And I love that. What have you seen, or have you heard any feedback on that from people that have participated?
Yeah, I actually haven't heard any feedback from people that participated specifically to those text messages, but I do know that we all need a little kick in the tail occasionally, or just a little bump, a little reminder. And when I saw that as an option when I was taking the pledge, I thought, yeah. So I've actually signed up for those and look forward to seeing what they have to send to me. But I think that's a great way, again, to stay on track throughout the year, not just for this week, but throughout the year, because there's going to be times when we aren't so enthusiastic about saving. There's other things going on in our lives when maybe that text message is the difference it takes to stay on track.
Oh, absolutely.
And that was our whole goal moving forward, was to just kind of inform people, hey, we want you to take this pledge. And the first question they ask is, what are you selling? Well, we're not selling anything. The whole point is just to get savings in the forefront of everybody's mind.
Absolutely. And I think that USA, of course, being a bank, you have services to offer. But one of the things that I always have loved about USAA is that you really take care of us as a customer, as a consumer. You are definitely, and I've always felt that from the beginning. So I really, really appreciate that you really take us in consideration. We're not a number. I don't feel it. Granted, you have many customers.
You have a number.
we have a number, but you don't feel that when you call in with a question. You don't feel that if there's an issue or if there's a problem to be resolved. So I definitely, just kudos for you all, because that's one thing that I definitely appreciate about USAA. So sorry, I got a little sidetracked with that.
Oh,
but
that's a good sidetrack. I think I was actually doing another interview on the same topic on Military Saves, and the question was simply, well, what are you doing with Military Saves? How does that benefit USAA? And to your point, I mean, at the center or the core of our mission is that we want to help our members achieve financial security, to be financially secure. And so what better way to do that than to support something like Military Saves, which is all about financial security?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And JJ, you're a certified financial planner, and you've been around for a while. What have you seen?
Thanks, Cyber. I really appreciate that.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. Meaning you've got a great experience here.
There you go.
So what have you seen? What have you seen as far as some of these great stories that have happened because of this message of the Military Saves Week? And again, the core message happens once, really focus a 1 week of the year, but it's something that goes year round. So what have you seen? What some of the stories, great stories that have come about?
Yeah, I think so. Having been in this business for for over 20 years, so I guess I have been around for a while. I see how I've worked with people that have showed up on my doorstep with big piles of money and have been shocked to hear their stories about how that all came to be. And usually it wasn't a big inheritance or it wasn't some lottery windfall. It was the grunt work of starting early, staying committed, and just continuing to save. So when you see that and see the end results of it, it's really heartening, because as a financial planner, we're out there and we're talking to people, probably the same as you, Jen. We're showing pie charts and graphs of, hey, here's what $50 or $100 each month can turn into decades from now. And sometimes that's hard for people to really grasp the reality. And so as a financial planner, being able to see people that have done that, have demonstrated those good habits and seen how it has paid off has been pretty cool. I think one of the better stories on the military side, working with the USA members that I've had, is just a couple that long before they met me, they had been in the savings habit and saving a little bit each month into IRAs and in the TSP. And they're on the verge of being able to retire from the military, but not just retire from the military, to retire for good. And that's pretty rare.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Awesome. So tell us a little bit. I would love to get into the nitty gritty of what statistics do you have, numbers. Let's get into the numbers of what's happened in the past week, or what happened during the military saves weeks that you've been able to get.
So we had a pretty extensive internal and external communication plan that we put together. And we had, with our support of our social media team and then being on the ground, having take the pledge boosts, as we called them, we received 179 people to take the pledge so far. While that number is not as high as we would like, they pledged to save approximately almost $300,000. So while the number might be low, the overall amount of money that people are thinking about savings, that's something that we really like.
And what have you seen as far as, this is just a general question, as a bank, as USAA being a bank, what have you seen change over the years that may be attributed to this incentive of military saves? I know it's maybe not it's kind of a broad general question that maybe there might not be a specific answer as far as this did happen because of military saves, but have you seen any changes over the years? Because you have the numbers as, oh, savings has increased or more accounts have been opened, those type of things.
So I don't know that it could be attributable to military saves specifically, mm-hmm. but one of the things that we see in terms of the different programs that we offer and the functionality of our apps is that they are all geared towards the idea of, and this is a military saves idea, making it automatic. So putting it on autopilot in terms of making sure that when you're saving, whether it's in the TSP or a 401k for a civilian or shifting money into your emergency fund, it's not based on making a decision each time you do that, but rather living the old saying of pay yourself first. So I think that's something that I've seen for years with military saves being a cornerstone of how they promote the idea of savings and making it automatic. And certainly something here at USAA, whether you're talking about our investments or banking, is an idea that resonates with us. And anything you can do to make it easier for people to be successful, I think is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So while our main audience was the military community, we also wanted to focus on our employees here. So we worked with the military saves, also kind of promote America Saves internally to those that didn't have that military background. And with some of the help from the CEO, Stuart Parker, Admiral Byrd, who's our Senior Vice President of Military Affairs, and Carl Lieber, who's our Chief Operating Officer, we were able to get some support from them on our internal social media and kind of drive the message of the importance of saving. So we worked externally to hit the military, and then we worked internally to show employees that's important to save also.
I love that.
Yeah, I just got done watching the CEO do one of his meetings with the employees, and financial readiness is always at the top of his message list. both in terms of, really being financially secure as people, as employees, but also from that position, being able to help our members in a better and more powerful way.
No, absolutely. And one thing with USAA that I noticed is that really, whether the employee is military affiliated or not, like they're just have been a civilian all their life, they really adore and take pride in serving our military community. So I love that USAA. And USAA, the culture at USAA, granted, I've been a USAA member for a long time. I've had the opportunity to actually visit the USAA headquarters. So I've been able to see that aspect. But really, the culture of USAA is like no other. And I love how, you know, you mentioned you all got them involved in the America Saves Weeks, which it says a lot as well. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, again, it's right in the ballpark, right in the wheelhouse in terms of aligning with what we're trying to do overall. So I think it was just a beautiful fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was important we were developing what message we wanted to get across and just make sure that we tie it back to our mission of being financially stable.
So, and what's to come for the future as far as Military Saves? Do you have any plans of what you're wanting to do or how you're going to spread the message some more in the future? I don't know if you've already had discussion. I'm sure you have. So I thought I'd ask.
No, it's good. Because the same messages are so aligned with a lot of the stuff that we do from a financial readiness standpoint, those are messages that we're going to continue to communicate throughout the year. The one thing that as we look forward that we weren't able to do this year is to have some sort of specific products that were aligned with being successful in Military Saves Week that would encourage people to do that. So as Andrew and I have talked about, hey, what does next year look like? That's one of the things that we want to really focus on, is see if we can get some momentum behind what we've done this year and use that to take a step forward and offer some people some real incentives to be able to participate in Military Saves Week and Military Saves and America Saves across the board.
Awesome. And I love you. I love that you're saying also America Saves, because one, you don't hear that as well. I guess I'm a military spouse, so I'm more prone to hear Military Saves Week over America Saves Week. But I think it's also important to know that there is that America Saves Week as well, that component, which has the same message, is just more for the general population.
Yeah, great message, no matter where you sit here.
Awesome.
And I'll be sure to check in next year, but I'll be gone and I'll be on forward to my next assignment. So my plan is to leave my replacement, my next training with industry fellow that's going to be coming here, and leave him with the notes that he needs to be successful moving forward, and hopefully look to do maybe some kind of panels on base with live interaction, and then having our military affairs out there to support where people can take the pledge on the spot.
He's going to be the rock in the pond when he goes back out to the field.
I love it. I love it. No, this has been great getting to talk to both of you and sharing a little bit about Military Saves, something that I've known for several years, and what the message is. I think it's such an important message to get across, because it's definitely more than the saving. For me, it's about talking about money, which, as you both know, it's for a lot of people, it's very hard to talk about, but getting that message out, getting the motivating those individuals to take the pledge, whether with a video or just a simple sheet of paper showing what they're saving for, is a part of getting people to talk about money. And the more you talk about money, the more confidence you have, the more apt you are to take that action, which is saving, getting out of debt, building wealth, all those things. So I appreciate you being here with me today, sharing all those tidbits, behind the scenes tidbits. And thank you for all that you do at USAA.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for having us. And thanks for what you do for your community, because I think that's where it all starts, down in the grassroots level. So thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. Thank you.